Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Last Friday night at halftime of the Indianola girls basketball game against Pella Christian, a milestone was celebrated as Indianola High School celebrated 50 years of girls basketball and the girls basketball program as the original team that started at Indianola was honored. We are joined by Cindy Johnson on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, who helped organize the event. And you can hear the full interview right after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. At halftime of this game, a very significant milestone was recognized, 50 years of Indianola girls basketball. We're joined by Cindy Johnson. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
50 years of Indianola girls basketball. I'm assuming this reunion was very emotional, probably a lot of people you haven't seen for a long time, but what did it mean to be able to have tonight here at the Indianola gym?
You know, it was really special. It doesn't seem like 50 years ago. I don't feel that old. But you know, it's you know, everybody has to start somewhere, and we weren't very good when we started, but we had fun, we learned, and you know, hope every team after us just built on that.
Take me back to 50 years ago. They announce girls basketball starting here at Indianola High School. I'm going to go ahead and assume the AAU circuit wasn't quite as robust back then, but what was your background in basketball? Did you want to play immediately? What was that decision like?
You know, when we were freshmen, they told us that next year in high school, because high school back then was 10 through 12, that we were going to have a school team. So they got us together. I think Jerry Kelly, who was an eighth grade English teacher at that time, and Eunice Pauls, who was the girls' PE teacher, got us together and tried to give us some skills. If you want to shoot, you know, this is how, I mean, you're going to be forwards. If you don't want to shoot, you're going to be a guard. And that's about all the instruction that we had. So we kind of came in here pretty innocent as far as basketball goes. So
what was it like seeing a lot of your former teammates? I don't know how many you keep in contact with or not, but seeing them be able to show up here tonight.
You know, about six of them are in my class. And so we had one of the seniors come back and then two of the juniors come back. So, I mean, it was fun to see. Some of these people you just haven't seen since they graduated from high school, so that was a long time ago. My class gets together every 5 years, so, but it's just fun to see them, you know, in this kind of arena and for something other than a class reunion, but this was special.
I know this meant a lot to the current athletes to kind of see the pioneers of girls basketball here. What do you think it means to them to have this sport ready and going, and that was something that you guys started here at Indianola?
Yeah, you know, you look back as an athlete and you go, only if, right? I wish I would have had training, conditioning, weight training, you know, more skill development. They have all those things at their disposal. Sometimes you wonder what kind of an athlete you would have been if you'd had all those. But we did what we did the best we could with what we had. So it was fun.
Well, I know the reception from the community, we've been hearing stories kind of about it, but what did that mean to you to be able to get this recognized as well and just kind of seeing everybody show up and get that standing ovation?
You know, when we played our first game back in 1974, the gym was packed. I'm sure they wanted to see what is this phenomenon kind of girls basketball. But it's not everybody gets to be a first at something, and so it was really special for us to be part of that. And then we got to play 3 years, so we got better.
Speaking of first at something, you scored the first ever basket.
I did. That, you know, somebody should win a trivia contest with that someday.
What was the play? Do you remember? Walk me through what it was like.
50 years ago. Holy cow.
I don't remember this morning, so I'm
kind of... You know, it was a layup on or a little jump shot on the right side.
Okay.
So...
Well, any final thoughts on what a great night this was, getting the team back together and just what this meant to you again?
You know, I want to thank Ryan Sweeney and the team for hosting us. It's really special. It's something that nobody can take away from you, you know. So I knew we weren't going to be around for the 100th, so it's good we could celebrate at 50.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And I know there's some pizza and a nice celebration waiting to celebrate the win with the team.
There is. We're looking forward to talking with them.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.
Absolutely. And congratulations
Thank
on
you.
50 years and, of course, starting this legacy here for Indianola girls
yes.
basketball.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Cindy Johnson, who scored the first ever basket for Indianola girls basketball as they celebrated 50 years last Friday night. You can hear the full interview online at kniakrls.com. We'll have more after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.